With just 2 weeks left until the Deficit Reduction Committee must come up with a plan to save more than $1 trillion, Alaska's Representative Don Young is urging it to go big. Young signed on to a bipartisan letter last week calling for the so-called Super Committee to come up with a sellable plan. The letter, supported by 100 House members, was notable for its mix of Democratic and Republican signatories, and because it acknowledges there may have to be a mix of both cuts and revenue. Previously, most Republicans wouldn't budge on revenue hikes. The letter was vague on details, but Representative Young says it's the spirit of the message that counts.
We think, you know, I signed that letter, the 40 Republicans and 60 Democrats, is, you know, this is an opportunity to step up the plate and solve this problem. And they may not listen to it, but we really think this is very, very important on a bipartisan effort.
Despite its call for a plan, Young is very pessimistic. He doubts the committee will come up with anything by the November 23rd deadline, and if it does, Young doubts it can pass the U.S. House.
This is their opportunity on that committee. They asked to be on that committee. Then they ought to do something, even if it costs them their election. That's the challenge they have. Whether they can rise above that concept is another question. And if it was a proposal that does address entitlements, which is going to be the biggest argument, not those that are receiving it now, but those who would receive it in the future, probably entails some type of tax in certain areas, which is known to a lot of people on my side of the aisle. But if we don't do something, we're going to go in the tank.
Young says if the Super Committee doesn't come up with a viable plan and if Congress doesn't pass it by the Christmas deadline, there's major trouble ahead. If no agreement is reached, automatic cuts will go into effect across the board, slashing more than $1 trillion in spending.